My topic is about the CDM. First, background of the study. As we know, CDM is an essential micronutrient for humans. Studies have demonstrated that particular CDM compounds from plants could prevent cancer, and a number of related diseases are CDM deficiency syndromes, such as Cushing disease, Kaifeng-Back disease, and endemic liver cancer. Two recommended intake of CDM by Chinese authority is about 50 to 60, but the average intake per person is only about 20 to 30. In China, a wide low CDM belt stretches from Heilongjiang province in the far northeast to Yunnan province along China's southern west. Thus, C deficiency remains a very serious nutritional and health problem in China. This is CDM deficiency stretches from northeast to Soviet distribution. In the normal district, selenium concentration of plants is about 0.04, but in the deficiency district, selenium in plants is below 0.025. So, if we want to prevent the disease, Cushing disease, and other diseases, we must increase the selenium in plant. How to enhance plant accumulation of selenium? One method is to use the fertilization to enhance selenium, but this will induce But it's difficult to decide the fertilizer amount, and it also induces another pollution problem. So we think we could choose C in treated rice breeding and study its selenium in treated mechanism by studying the rice field soil effective selenium. Another method is to enhance efficiency of fertilizer through nitrogen or potassium to enhance selenium content in plant. Rice primarily takes up selenite, which is the dominant form of available selenium in paddy soils. Our previous results also show that iron plague outside roots affect the selenite uptake. We also found that pH affects the selenite uptake by rice, that selenite in the form of a small molecule can enter rice roots through a corporate. Some other studies reported that selenium inhibits nitrogen uptake by plants. And on the other hand, nitrate was found to inhibit selenite uptake in the unicellular green alga. In addition, nitrate can act as a signal molecule and regulate nutrient uptake by plants. So there are two issues to be addressed. First, is there any influence by selenium enrichment ability on the rice field soils, selenium speciation and distribution? What is the regulating mechanism of selenium absorption in rice seedlings by nitrate, an important nitrogen source? We designed three experiments. The first is the rice bag experiment, a five step sequential extraction procedure was used for the fractionation of selenium in rhizosphere and non-rhizosphere soil or rice seedlings. The file. The second experiment is excise the root experiment. We used excise roots of rice seedlings. The third experiment is a split root experiment. some uniform rice plants were selected and transported into the split root box, which was divided into two isolated compartments. So this is the result about the rice bag experiment. This is a table of selenium concentrations in each fraction in rhizosphere and non-rhizosphere paddy soils. From the table, we could see solution selenium and exchange selenium and the organic bond selenium in rhizosphere are higher than those in non-rhizosphere soil. This could we might guess the effective selenium in rhizosphere is higher than non-rhizosphere. This table is also the selenium speciation, but this treatment is with added selenium, and we could find the rhizosphere solution exchange and organic selenium are higher than those in non-rhizosphere, but the exchange is lower than that in non-rhizosphere soil. This is the relative percentage of five forms. The main speciation is the organic selenium, and the lowest is solution selenium. And this is the result of excise the root experiment with the nitrate concentration become higher and the selenium content in rice roots is become lower. That is to say, nitrate could inhibit selenium uptake by rice roots. To investigate the mechanism, we use a split root experiment. This is the experiment designed to evaluate this split root experiment system because plant roots could volatilize selenium, and volatile selenium could enter the solution and influence the results of this experiment. Our results show that plant volatilized selenium could not influence our results. Then we design another experiment. There are three treatments. And this is normal nutrition. This is normal nutrition with selenium addition. And not only with selenium addition, but also nitrate addition. And in this treatment, in treatment three, nitrate addition in the left compartment. That is to say, selenium in this treatment, selenium and nitrate was in the same place, but in the treatment three, selenium addition and nitrate addition in the two different portions. We might could see the different results. The results show that this is the selenium in contained in rice roots. In the treatment two, we could see nitrate could significantly inhibit the selenium contained in rice roots. This results is agree with the above results. That is, nitrate could inhibit selenite uptake by rice roots. But in treatment three, we could find when the nitrate was added to the different portion with selenite, it could facilitate the selenium content, selenium uptake by rice roots. What is the mechanism? What is the mechanism of the mechanism? We determined nitrate content in rice roots and glutathione content in rice roots. It is known that nitrate could as a signal to regulate plant root intake, nutrient intake. But in this experiment, there's no significant difference among these treatments. But we could say glutathione content has there is a significant difference among these three treatments. This is selenium content in rice root and nitrate content in rice root. Taking together a proposed action mode about nitrate, how nitrate influence selenite uptake. We could say nitrate could partly block selenite uptake, and it could facilitate selenite uptake by long distance. The regulation is probably by glutathione. So that's all. This is the summary. The distribution of distribution characteristics of selenium fractions. It's the organic sulfide matter and elemental. Root-induced changes of selenium availability in the rice sphere are also related to various levels of selenium treatment in paddy soil. Nitrate can partly block selenite uptake by rice roots by local action with a corporate supply of nitrate and selenite. On the other hand, under long-distance action, where separate supply of nitrate and selenite, nitrate can partly facilitate selenite uptake by rice roots, probably by regulating root glutathione content. However, clarifying the actual roots of complexity of nitrate in erting selenite uptake by rice roots remains a challenging goal for future research. This is acknowledgement of thank you for your attention.